Michelle Hollingbrooks joins us by phone tonight. She has worked for over 25 years as an equine-assisted activities and therapies professional, and over 10 years ago founded Unbridled Change. Tonight we're going to talk about her book, The Horse Cure, True Stories, Remarkable Horses Bringing Miraculous Change to Humankind, where she shares stories over her own healing process and those of others through their therapeutic work with horses. The Horse Cure also includes photographs by A.J. Morey. Michelle, I'm delighted to welcome you to Around Cincinnati tonight.
Oh, thank you so much, Barbara, for having me. I am very excited to share about the Horse Cure and this work in the field of equine partnered psychotherapy and coaching.
Let's start with your life, because you write that horses were a huge part of your life from a very early age. Then at 13, your life was turned upside down because you got this double life-threatening combination of viral equine encephalitis and viral spinal meningitis, either one of which could have done you in. It actually put you in a coma for 7 days. You survived, and horses were a major part of your long recovery. So this, as I understand it, ultimately led to your founding Unbridled Change, and as you put it, creating safe space for all beings, humans and horses. So if you could, in general, give us some of the overall idea of this healing process you're involved in, and then we'll go to specific story.
Yeah, well, I definitely don't think I would be doing the work that I do if it hadn't been for the experience that I had when I was 13 and working to recover and regain a sense of self from what those two illnesses did. But what horses allowed me to do, and I didn't really realize it fully at the time, but what equine partnered psychotherapy and coaching does, but at the time when I was 13, it was more of they gave me a place that I could figure out who I was outside of the labels that those illnesses gave me in my life. And so what I found is that the horses didn't judge me. The two illnesses ended up having, I was in a wheelchair, and I couldn't hear it, I couldn't see, I couldn't move from about the middle of my back down. And then I lost all memories prior to 13. So I didn't literally know who I was or anybody around me. And that in itself was quite a trauma. And so the way that the horses started to work with me is I realized that when I was with them, they didn't want anything from me other than they asked me some very simple questions. And that was, you know, how was I willing to treat them? And then they would reciprocate that as long as I showed them that I trusted them, that I respected that they had their own thought, feelings, and desires, and that I was willing to try to figure out how to work in partnership with them, then they, in return, trusted me and gave me that same level of respect back, even though I couldn't move. And in theory, they shouldn't have been okay with a wheelchair, and I couldn't do anything. And so I started to finally feel that I was okay just the way I was, and even though I didn't understand that, and it was a bit of a hot, crazy mess at the time, that was okay. And in that ability to finally open up and to start to look at the pieces of myself that I wanted to change or could be different or felt sad or upset about and really kind of hold it in a different light instead of beating myself up with it, they were able to like sit in it and work through it with me. And so that's now, in a nutshell, what we do with our clients, with a team of myself as the equine professional and specialist, the mental health professional, and our horses. We kind of all hold that space for our clients to do the same thing, to one, to take a breath and realize, you know what, this is what it is. And there might be pieces about my life right now that I don't like. There might be pieces that I don't like from the past, but I kind of am where I am right now, and can I accept who I am right now and to work through and find the strengths that I need to heal the pieces that are calling to be healed. And for me, healing means the process of bringing ourselves into wholeness. So it's not a big medical term for me, the word healing. And the same with cure. It's really the idea of alleviating the symptoms that are causing us discomfort or pain. And so if we can take out that charge of the discomfort and pain around, specifically for us, mental health issues, and bring in some acceptance that, okay, this is what's happening right now, but how do I want to move forward? And who do I want to be in that process? And more importantly, how do I want to feel in that? horses are willing to be our partner through all of that, and they help us find the best parts of ourselves, to find our courage, because that's what they want. And they're willing to bring it to us and to show it to us and say, hey, this is a really amazing piece of yourself.
I really appreciated sort of the fundamental part of your work is, as you describe it, getting to your authentic self, not who you should be, but who you are and who you can be. So that's just such a great foundation, of course, for whatever we're going through and going to go on to. I think one of the fascinating things we discover in The Horse Cure are not only the lives and personalities of humans you work with, but the lives and personalities of the horses they pair with. One of the people you work with, her name is Ashley. She's 11 when she comes to you. You write that she bursts into your office like a whirlwind and easily goes into what you call defense mode. This is totally understandable because she has had a traumatic life. She's been systematically abused and neglected by her biological parents. She has mild cerebral palsy. She has vision disorders. She has ADHD. So she's coping with a great deal. And what I found interesting is that the horse that you pair her with and your outside vision of who a patient or client is and who the horse is that they're going to connect up with. So talk a little bit about that, if you would, please. And specifically about Coco.
Yeah. So Coco is quite an amazing little horse. She is a wild horse by nature. So she was part of, sometimes they manage, especially here in Virginia, the wild herds by kind of like bringing them together. And the ones that they think maybe have something else in the woodpile that would, you know, contaminate the wild herd, they kind of adopt out. And she was one of those. And the people who got her, while they meant really well, just really didn't understand the needs of a wild horse. So they tried to use what I call the old school method of horsemanship, which can be quite harsh and really takes away a lot of choice, which mirrors a lot of what was happening to Ashley. And Ashley's in quotes, we did use pseudonyms for all of our stories. And so Ashley was a lot of the same type of things happened to her. She didn't have a lot of choice. And in fact, a lot of abuse and neglect and just really kind of figuring out that humans were not the best thing. Coco kind of had a lot of that online as well. And what we found is that as Coco figured out that she was safe, because the horses that we bring in to our program as well, we work to help heal their past and their trauma so that they can step into helping be that partner of healing for others that have a similar frequency. And Ashley happened to be that one. And so when I saw the patterns of Ashley, of that quick defense mode, wanting to move around, but yet that deep hurt that's underneath there of trying to figure out how to interact with the world around her, but being very safe on her own, that was everything that Coco had going on in her healing journey that she had before she was ready and able with the skills to step into client work. So I was like, okay, Coco has all this medicine in her, and Coco picked her too as well. But she would mirror Ashley quite often. So if Ashley would go into her own world, Coco would kind of do her own thing too as well. And she would try to interact with her, and then she'd be like, oh, no. And one particular story that I share in there is when, you know, she caught Coco doing, quote, what she called sneaky behavior, you know. She was kind of closing the gap on her because she could feel that she was really hurt and frustrated, and Coco was coming to support her, but Ashley didn't know she was there and because of her vision issues. And when she caught it, she gave Coco this persona. She said, look, she's being sneaky, and she should feel really bad about that. And Coco, on a dime, like, you know, we can't train them to do this. She put her head down, and she made herself look as small as she could, and her ears went out to the side, and she just looked so pathetic. And I was just like, oh, wow, what does it look like she's saying with her body? And then Ashley was able to say, oh, well, she's sorry. She's apologized. And she was able to walk through, for her, the process that she herself needed to learn how to do, to say she was sorry, to make her actions match that. And Coco showed her how to do that with her own body. And what I love about this work is that the horses choose to physically act out what the client needs in that moment to learn whatever they need to learn to have the skills to change their environment. And it's just amazing. It's amazing to watch.
Well, one of the things that I do want to mention is that in your book, people will be able to see Coco because A.J. Mori has brought photographs to pair with your text. And I just want to wish you all the best in this healing work that you do. Thanks for sharing it with us tonight and in The Horse Cure.
Oh, well, thank you, Barbara, for having us on your show and sharing The Horse Cure. And I hope other people find it as empowering as you did.
I've been talking with Michelle Holling Brooks about The Horse Cure. You'll find more information at wvxu.org/AroundCincinnati. I'm Barbara Gray.